Hi everyone, this is Alex from 60 Second News. Today we'll be discussing underage vaping and the dangers of its use. By July 2018, Juul had captured 68% of the U.S. e-cigarette market, but that success has made it a target for regulators.
It's Mike Rosso here as well, but that isn't the only problem. The FDA says your youth vaping has increased by almost 75% in the last year, and over 200,000 middle and high schoolers use a vape product.
Yeah, right. This is Matthew here. Juul Labs, Inc. said that it stopped selling its fruit-flavored nicotine pods to store and shut down its U.S.-based Facebook and Instagram accounts. An FDA senior official says the agency will restrict sales of many fruity-flavored nicotine cartridges used in vaping devices. This will cut Juul's in-store retail sales by 45%. Thanks for tuning in to 60 Second News. See you next time.
This is Jeremy, Aiden, and Tyler with your 60 Second News. In the Pacific archipelago of Palau, the coral reefs and wildlife are being threatened from the toxic chemicals present in sunscreen.
The reefs with sunscreen chemicals around them can bleach at lower temperatures than normal. When you combine the chemicals and rising mercury levels in the sea, the reefs will die quicker than ever, which hurts the ocean's ecosystem and tourism.
Every year, 14,000 tons of sunscreen wash into the oceans. This amount of sunscreen in the oceans compares to about 2,100 elephants. Wow, that's a lot of damage. Not even Flexio could fix that. Because of this, Palau is banning the use of sunscreen with 10 harmful chemicals.
Palau's president, Tommy Remaganasu, commented that the ban was designed to walk a smart balance between educating tourists and scaring them away. The ban will cause fines of up to $1,000 for the imports and sale of sunscreen. 90% of the world's coral will be endangered by 2030, scientists say. That's it with our 60 Second News.
Hi everyone, this is Kate.
And Bridget with 60 Second News. This past week, CNN sued the Trump administration Tuesday because the White House revoked correspondent Jim Acosta's press credentials. Acosta went to Paris to cover Trump's visit this weekend there, and he refused to give up a microphone.
CNN says that the president didn't like the question asked, but the White House says it's Acosta's refusal to give up the microphone. CNN said Acosta had no warning and no recourse to appeal it.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said this is just more grandstanding from CNN, and we will vigorously defend against his lawsuit. You go, girl.
The Poynter Institute said last week that Acosta's interview was less about asking questions and more about making statements. In doing so, the CNN White House reporter gave President Donald Trump room to critique Acosta's professionalism.
That's it for now. Join us next time on 60 Second News.
Hi everyone, this is Kaylin.
And Erin.
With 60 Second News, we're here to tell you about straws.
No one really knows when the first straw was invented, but a Sumerian tomb was found from around 3000 BC with a golden tomb inlaid with precious stones inside.
In the 1800s, ryegrass straws became a more popular option, but they often had a tendency to break down and fall apart in liquid.
An inventor named Mervyn Chester Stone added a wax coating to improve the straw's durability in 1888. His factory was then producing and selling more of the new straws.
Half a century later, Joseph B. Friedman bought his daughter a milkshake and saw her struggling with a conventional straight straw. To try and fix the problem, he wound dental floss around the tube to tighten it and create ridges. This allowed the neck of the straw to bend, making it easier to drink from various positions.
Plastic straws are causing quite the problem. They are creating lots of waste that take a very long time to decompose. Each year, billions of disposable straws are produced, used, and discarded.
California is taking the first step, and lawmakers have started to introduce legislation that would impose penalties for handing out unsolicited straws to customers. Bye!
Hi everyone, this is Ella and Kaylee, and this is 60 Second News. Have you heard about the secret feature in your smartphone and computer? Tech shortcuts? Maybe.
If you haven't, it's easier to find them than you might think. You can edit your shortcuts in the Settings app on iOS devices or the System Preferences app on Mac.
But what is a tech shortcut?
You can use tech shortcuts to save time and make life easier. Tech shortcuts can transform a short abbreviation into a full sentence or phrase with just one click of the space bar.
That sounds fantabulous and all, but how do I get them?
Your phone or laptop probably already has shortcuts built in, but you can edit them as you please. For more advanced features, you can pay for apps or subscriptions. Some are even free.
We hope you use text shortcuts to improve your daily lifestyle. I guess it's not so much of a secret.
Thank you for joining us on 60 Second News.
Hi, this is Lauren, Katie, and Melanie. On Tuesday, the Dutch cheese company La Voya tried to argue that the taste of cheese can be copyrighted. The company sued their competitor, Smilde Foods, for the copyright of their herb cheese dip due to their similarity of ingredients.
According to a Times News, European Court of Justice found that the taste cannot be prosecuted by law because it is an idea and not an expression of an original intellectual creation. Smilde argued, saying that taste cannot be copyrighted because it is based on individual's taste. Lavola came back and argued, saying that they made the cheese.
In conclusion, the European Justice Court sided with Lavola, saying cheese can't be copyrighted because it's the creator's original idea.